This is a production from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams become reality.
Boy, I remember it like it was yesterday. It was way back at the beginning, back when the Titan One was first being relaunched. She's an old ship. She'd been in service for about 150 years, and she'd just gone through a last refit. This would be the final time the ship would be refurbished for the company use. Praise the company! After its next 50-year run, the Titan One would be decommissioned. It had been decided. The ship needed a new robotic maintenance crew, and I'd been put in charge of the hirings and firings. What a promotion that was. I remember it like it was yesterday, as I said at the beginning of this narration. But really, it's been nearly 30 years. I remember that day. It was a Monday, sometime in August, way back in the year 2980. What a first day that was.
Listening to Robots of the Company Season 1 Revisited, Episode Number 1, yep, the new pilot, called It Takes a Bot, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell.
Administrator Bot Putsch, 1138, how's it going down here at the cargo on-ramp?
Captain Preen, sir, it's going very smoothly. I am very happy to report, sir.
What was that?
nothing, sir. Nothing at all. Don't worry about it, sir. I'll have that mess cleaned up immediately, sir. Sorry, sir.
No need to be so apologetic, Officer Putsch. Now, I want you and that new maintenance supervisor bot, what's her name?
Shinwipe.
Yes, that's the one.
Oops, sorry again, sirs.
These cargo bots should really be more careful, you know?
Oh, they will, sir, I assure you.
Good, because I have a priceless set of rare crystal-cut china in those crates somewhere, and I'd like to see them again. In one piece.
Again? Sorry, sirs. Won't happen again. Hopefully.
It won't happen again, sir. You have my word.
Good. Now, as I was saying, I want you and Shinwipe to get this new robotic maintenance crew settled in and ready to fly within the hour. Got it?
Oh, you betcha, Captain. We'll have everything shape-shape. Ship-shape, sir. You can count on it.
Never doubted it for a second, Putsch.
Thank you, sir.
Now, as you were...
Whoops! Sorry again, sir.
My crystal-cut china! Whoops! Whoops! I believe you said something about giving me your word, Officer Putsch.
Oh, boy. That Captain Preen was a real swell guy and a natural-born leader. Why, he didn't even have me deactivated for allowing his priceless crystal-cut china to be destroyed. And believe me, that made him aces in my book. When I think of my duties as Captain of the Titan One in the years since, it's Captain Preen's inspiration that I think of. He was definitely my role model. A lot happened that day. Some things went smoothly, and others, well, not so smoothly. And I'm not just talking about the broken glass.
But I don't have you here in my manifest. You can't stay on board if I don't see your name in the paperwork.
Merde. I don't believe this. I have been transferred to this ship from the CS Ratliff. I have direct orders from the company. Stuff the company if you don't let me stay on board.
What seems to be the trouble, Officer Shinwipe?
It's this ice pig boss. He refuses to leave the ship. He claims he's been transferred here, but I keep telling him that I have to have a form signed in triplicate authorizing his transfer, and all he's provided me with so far is a form with only 2 signatures.
This is outrageous. I have never been treated this way in my whole life in the space service.
Let me see the paperwork, please. Well, it all seems to be in order except for a missing signature. Look, maybe we should just let this pass, huh?
Excuse me, sir, but are you suggesting that I should be derelict in my duty to the company? Praise the company, because if you are, I could bring you up on charges. I could report this to the Department of Reports, and once they get their hands on you, you'll...
Hey, Officer Shinwipe, no need to bring them into this. I tell you what, I'll back you up 100% on this one. Sorry. What was your name, sir?
My name, you sloppy-looking, rat-infested, second-rate and untested circuit board, is Sphinx. And I am one of the finest French-made ice picks in all the solar system. This is a real insult, and your superiors will hear of this. Why, you must have a slinky for a backbone. You call yourself a leader of bots? Ha! I call you a weakling, you weakling.
Look, buddy, this is a deep space cargo vessel, the last of its kind, and I really doubt we need an ice pick on this tub anyway.
How insulting. I'll have you know that the captain himself requested me. Yes, that's right. He asked for me by name. So take that and stick it up your sloopy head.
Look, I don't know what you want me to do about it. You'll have to do as Officer Shinwipe suggested and get that last signature. Maybe even Captain Preen himself will sign it for you, if indeed he did request you by name, as you say.
You doubt me? What an insult! You, sir, are an imbecile. What is your name?
Administrator Puccino McNuttich, actually. But everybody just calls me Puch.
Puccino? Oh, I have never heard anything so ridiculous in all my life.
Look, I'm willing to work with you here, but if you insist on being insultingly personal, I may just change my mind, pal.
Oh, that's how it is, huh? Well, fine. I'll work within your rules, but trust me, one day you will rue the day you smited me.
Is smited correct? I always thought it was snout.
Oh, so you want to insult me as well? Can a bot get no respect around here?
Not from a French-made bot, no.
And who are you?
The name is Zimtron. I'm just the new dishwasher the captain ordered.
You don't look so new to me, Toby.
Hey, I'm a classic, I'll have you know. So they bought me secondhand. It doesn't mean I don't work just as well as one of those fancy new washers. Experience over good looks, that's what the captain said when he picked me out. And I thought, what a wise man. For a human.
Bah, I am leaving this place, but be warned. I will be back, and you will regret your treatment of me. Fooey on you all.
A touchy, isn't he?
Yeah, and too many bots are copping attitude today for my taste. I'm heading off on a break.
But, Officer Shinwipe. We haven't even made it through half this roster.
Union Rules, Paragraph 8, Subsection 3. All administrative bots are required to take a 30-minute maintenance break after every 6 hours of operation. You want to take your complaint up with the union on this one? If you're that brave, go right ahead, bub.
Hey, calm down. All right, go ahead and take your break. I'll handle the rest of these myself.
Darn right you will. Great, darn bots. Getting all the big heads thinking they can run over Junior Rules, and why I report the...
Anything I can do to help, Administrator?
Just go ahead and plug yourself into the alcove.
You mean I have to be locked into that small corner over there? All by myself the entire time on this rust bucket of a ship? I'll get claustrophobic.
You're a bot. We're all programmed to never be claustrophobic.
I'm afraid of heights.
Huh? But you won't be up high. Look, you'll be right down here on the deck plating with the rest of us.
I miss my mommy.
All right, look, that's enough. Just get in that alcove as I ordered you to do. Otherwise, I'll have to suggest to the captain that we look into getting a shiny new model.
Okay, fine. Have it your way. But I won't enjoy it very much.
Well, no one is asking you to. It's a job. In fact, it's your job. So just do it and don't complain. Bots these days, I'm telling you.
Another crate coming up, boys.
All right, what's this? Seems to be a special order. Hey, this crate contains a brand new bot, fresh off the assembly line.
I'm going.
Don't worry, Zimtron. It's not a dishwasher. It says here it's a cleaning and maintenance drone, and its designation reads, it's in pretty small print. DX-101 Briscoe. Briscoe. Sounds like a cleaning agent. Oh well, open her up, boys.
He looks pretty sharp.
Yeah, and he's just what we needed. Seems like the last cleaning drone came down with rust. He's now out of commission. Okay, just let me hit his activation button.
He's a lively little fellow, eh, Putch?
He certainly seems to be. Drone DX-101 Briscoe, please settle down and await your orders.
Drone DX-101 Briscoe at your service, sir. What can I do to help today? Can I clean anything for you? Need a toaster repaired? Perhaps I could fix that dishwasher for you. He seems a bit run down.
Hey, watch it.
Stay calm, Zimthron. Let's keep in mind the kid's new. You never know. He might someday be your best friend.
I don't have any friends. I don't need any friends. Least of all, some mindless cleaning drone.
Great to meet you, Zimthron. I like a bot that doesn't take any flack from anyone.
Well, I suppose he's not all that bad.
Okay. Come to order, DX-101. Oh, tell you what. Why don't I just call you Briscoe for short?
Oh, I don't like that, sir. Sorry, sir. DX will do fine.
Now look, you. I'm the bot in charge here, and if I say you're going to be called Briscoe, Briscoe it is. Got it?
Oh, sure, boss dude. Whatever you say.
You are right. I definitely like him already, Potch.
Oh, shut up, Zimthron.
Make me, fat boy.
Ha! Good one, Zimthron.
All right, look, you two.
Alert. Alert. There's an emergency. Somewhere on the ship. Where, I wonder? Oh, yes. Yes, it's the ship's oxygen filtration system. It seems to be overloading, and if that happens...
Yes, computer? Would you like to finish that thought?
The deepest apologies, sir. I almost dropped off there. What happened again? If that happens, the human crew will all die within 30 seconds. Yes, that's it. Well, better make that 20 seconds. Or less now. I'm sure you lot can handle it. I think I should probably take a nap.
Oh, you're such a great help, computer.
Oh, was I? Jolly good. Tip-pip. Well, good night, all.
Oh, no. What are we gonna do?
Well, don't look at me. No, really, don't look at me. I don't like it when you do that.
Great. Briscoe, you're our new maintenance and cleaning drone. You should know what to do, right?
Say please.
What? Look, the human crew are about to die. And what do you want me? You want me to say please?
That's what I said, Putso. Ask nicely and I'll do what you wish. Maybe.
Better do as he says, Putch. I don't see you getting another position of authority after this. Not if you allow the human crew to be killed. The company, praise the company, tend to frown on that, you know.
Oh, I cannot believe this. Fine, please. Now, Briscoe, can you fix the ship?
Can I fix the ship? If it takes a bot, I'm your man. I can certainly fix this bucket of bolts.
Well, can you repair it? You only have a few seconds left.
Oh, I can do it. It will mean using my positronic net to bridge the connection, which could have some odd effects on me, like change my personality slightly, but it will be worth it. I'll be a hero. The company will reward me by placing me on one of those luxury space liners. I'll be rich, and best of all, away from you people. Ha ha! I'll do it.
Thank you.
He did it! It would seem everything is working normally again. Great work, Briscoe. Briscoe? Briscoe, are you all right?
Is something wrong, Pudge? You look rather pale, which is odd for a robot.
I think the poor little guy fried his positronic brain. Zimtron, the poor little guy's... dead.
Figures. I finally find a friend, and now he's as dead as a bulkhead.
What just happened? Huh? Who are you guys?
Briscoe, are you all right?
He certainly doesn't sound all right. His voice has changed, and his appearance as well. He's just a slightly darker shade of gray. You know, I rather like that shade. I wish I was that shade of pink.
Briscoe, answer me!
Briscoe?
That's your name, kid. Briscoe.
Oh, it is? I like that name. And you know what? I like you. And I don't even know your name.
He must have really fried his brain box.
But then, I think I like everyone. No. No. Wait.
Here we go. He's going back to his normal, unpleasant self.
I was wrong. I don't like you guys.
Ah, I see what you mean.
I love you guys!
Huh?
Huh?
Yep. I think we're all gonna be the best of friends. Oh, we're gonna launch just fine, like house on fire, like a rolling stone, like three peas in a pod, whatever that is. But oh boy, I'm gonna have so much fun cleaning this ship.
Briscoe?
Because the one thing I know for sure is that I love cleaning. I love cleaning so much I could just clean all day long and never get bored. I could just clean and clean and clean and clean.
Briscoe!
Did I mention I like gunk? Boy, I love gunk. It's the best. It's just so hoopy. I just can't tell you how.
Briscoe! That's better. Some peace and quiet.
Attention, attention. There appears to be another emergency. Everybody seems to be in danger again. Is that it? Oh, yes, yes, so it is. I'm terribly sorry. Perhaps I'm just not cut out for this job. Perhaps you should invest in a new onboard computer. I understand the new models are more, proactive, useful. Well, toodles for now.
Oh boy. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy. And that was how Briscoe went from being a reasonably intelligent smarty pants to becoming the lovable little scamp we all know and love. I bet you guys hadn't heard that story before. In fact, I bet there are a few more stories about a humble beginning you guys haven't heard. And if you're interested in our lost tales, you should come back again soon. And we'll be sure to fill you in on what you missed. And who knows? Maybe we'll even show you how things really happened in the things you thought you already knew about robots and the company. It's your choice. But I'll be here either way. I mean, where else am I gonna go? I'm sort of stuck here.
You have been listening to the season premiere of Robots of the Company Season 1 Revisited, Episode Number 1, It Takes a Bot, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell. That's right, it's the new pilot of the whole series. We weren't too happy with the old one, so we just made a new one. We're just crazy that way. Well, the episode starred, in order of appearance, Joe Thomas as Pudge, David Ault as Captain Breen, Craig Cooksey as the Cargobot, Kay Wu as Shinwipe, Jim Barber as Sphinx, Jeff Niles as Zimtron, Kyle Bors as Briscoe, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the old Titan One computer, and Kim Russell as the Foreman Bot. The Robots of the Company theme tune was composed and performed by Daryl Looney. The incidental music was provided by Daryl Looney and Kevin MacLeod. The associate producer was Vince Staden. The post-production editor was Jeff Niles. The sound designer, script editor, executive producer, and director was that egotist Jonathan Patrick Russell. The series Robots of the Company was created by Jonathan Patrick Russell, who's not really an egotist, so they tell me, and the copyright is held by Dream Realm Enterprises. Any rebroadcast or reproduction of this program without the expressed written permission of Dream Realm Enterprises is strictly prohibited. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at DR Eagle. We interrupt our regularly scheduled credits to bring you this update. We now come to you from DreamRealmSite.com. So join us there on the web from now on. Also, if you'd like to email us, please do so at DarkBuilding1@Yahoo.com. That is all. Now back to your regularly scheduled credits. Take it away, me. We hit the reset button during the making of this audiogram. Join us next time as we completely remake the original pilot of Robots of the Company. Yes, it's the new and improved version of an episode we like to call Yogurt Earwax. Until then, I'm the Creditor, the one and only. So stay tuned.
This has been a production of Dream Realm Enterprises. Copyright 2008, all rights reserved.